Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be here today and really grateful that you're spending your 5 minutes of life, 6 minutes of life with me as we pray through the scriptures together. We've been walking through scriptures from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which is so fun that it is out now in the world. I would appreciate your prayers for that book, that it would get into the hands of those who need it. It's about those toxic relationships that you may have had, but not only that, not only does it help you identify those relationships, but it helps you to heal in the aftermath. So it's not just a warning, but it's also a way through. So today, one of the verses we're reading from is Proverbs 28:20-22 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, the HCSB, and it says this: A faithful man will have many blessings, but one in a hurry to get rich will not go unpunished. It is not good to show partiality, yet a man may sin for a piece of bread. A greedy man is in a hurry for wealth. He doesn't know that poverty will come to him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to be faithful people. We want to experience your many, many blessings. Teach us what it means to be faithful to you. And as I've read through the scriptures, I'm realizing more and more that what you really value is my trust in you. What you really value is my faith in you. It's not my ability to follow you that matters. It's your ability to lead me. And I don't need to put confidence in my ability to follow as much as I put my confidence in your ability to answer prayer, your ability to lead, your ability to speak into my life, your ability to send help when I need it. And of course, the Holy Spirit within me is all of your ability within me. And so, Lord, teach us what it means to be faithful, to be full of faith, to trust you when it looks really dark, or when we look outside and we see only death or destruction. Instead, Lord, help us to look forward to what you are going to do. Help us to stand in faith, not in the kind of faith that's just based on fact, meaning we can see it and we already know it's going to happen, but that kind of faith that's based on seeing far into the future and seeing your faithfulness into the future. And what we hope for. So Lord, teach us to have that kind of faith. Lord, thank you for these scriptures about being in a hurry to get rich. I pray for those who are in financial duress right now. And I know for me, when we were ready to go to France and we quickly sold our home to a con man, of course, not knowing that he was a con man, but our problem in all of that was that we were panicky and our panic informed our choice. And so I pray for the person today who is maybe on the brink of panic, and that panic may inform their choice. And so I pray, Father, you would protect them from the panic. You would settle their hearts. You would bring peace in the midst of the panic, so that there would not be a fear or a clamoring or a chasing after what seems to be the easy solution, or the get-rich-quick solution, or that vulnerable place where we are in a place to be taken advantage of by con men and con women. Lord, help us also to treat others not as economic folks, but as actual human beings. We don't want to use people for money. We don't want to see people as with a number sign in front of them. With a dollar sign or a euro sign in front of them. We want to see them as human beings made in your image. Lord, also this verse in 21 says it's not good to show partiality. So Lord, help us to treat, like the book of James talks about, which we went through last month, treat everybody with equal respect, whether they're rich or poor, whether they're dressed awesomely or they're dressed poorly, whether they shop at thrift stores or retail stores. Help us to treat everyone with the dignity that you have given them as people who are made and fashioned in your image. Help us to live in light of that, to love them in light of the fact that they are just well loved by you. Lord, you, when you walked this earth, Jesus, you talked about falling in love with God and falling in love with people. So I pray today that we would do both. We want to revere you, worship you, lay our lives down before you, but we also want to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters around us. We want to love people well, and we need your Spirit to do that. So empower us today to love the people in our lives. I pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's so great to have you here. I'm humbled that you're taking the time. Maybe this is your first time. If this is your first time, let me know in the show notes. I would love to know where you're coming from. And also, I'd love to have this podcast reach all over the world. I guess it would have to go to the English-speaking world because that is my language. But if you have a friend that lives in another part of the world, I would love for you to send this to them. Also, if you want to pray on a Wednesday, a World Wednesday in another language, you can go to marytomuth.com. And on the upper right-hand side, you'll see a microphone. And on that microphone, you click it, and then you simply say your name, where you are, what language you're going to pray in, and then you say a prayer up to 5 minutes, or you can simply pray the Lord's Prayer if you think that that's an easier way to do it. So would love to have you. Thank you so much for listening, and have an amazing day.